Hanzala ibn Asad al-Shabami was one of the companions of Aba Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam, and he was one of the martyrs of the Battle of Karbala. But who was Hanzala? How did he live his life in this world? And how did his life culminate in the glorious state of martyrdom? This is Unsung Heroes. Hanzala ibn Asad al-Shabami is actually first mentioned in our history books during the days the caravan of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam had been besieged in the land of Karbala. He's been described in our books as a man from Kufa who was a powerful orator and a reciter of the Holy Quran, which was a very big title in those days. Throughout the days that the caravan of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam had been besieged in the land of Karbala, Hanzala ibn Asad al-Shabami was the emissary of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam to the commander of Yazid's army, Umar ibn Sa'd. May Allah's curses be upon them both. Now one can only imagine what Hanzala had experienced, what he saw, what he felt during the days leading up to that fateful tragedy. But such were the companions of Imam al-Husayn. They were willing to overlook anything. They were willing to experience any hardship. They were willing to detach from anything worldly because they knew that their duty was to protect the Imam. After all, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi had said, "Man mata wa lam ya'rif imam zamanihi mata mitatan jahiliyah." He who dies and doesn't recognize the Imam of his time, and recognize here means understanding who he truly is, that person will die a death of ignorance. Now Hanzala was one of those who truly recognized who the Imam of his time was. So he was ready to do anything to protect this man who was his master. When the day of Ashura finally arrived, Hanzala constantly protected his Imam when the arrows and spears would rain down upon the camp of Imam al-Husayn, preferring to let the arrows and spears pierce his own body than let any harm come to the progeny of Rasulullah and of course his Imam. After witnessing the brutal martyrdom of many of his companions, Hanzala still went out to the battlefield in a last-ditch attempt to maybe save a few of this misguided lot from eternal damnation. He called out to them using the verses of the Holy Quran so that maybe they could take a lesson from it. Ya qawmi inni akhafu alaykum mithla yawm al-ahzab mithla da'bi qawmi nuhin wa adin wa thamud wal-ladhina min ba'dihim. وَمَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ ظُلْمًا لِلْعِبَادِ. O my people, truly I fear for you a fate like that which befell the allied parties of old, the fate of the people of Nuh, Ad and Thamud, and those who followed them. And Allah does not wish injustice for his servants. If we actually think about what Hanzala is doing here, it shows the true beauty of the message of Karbala. Hanzala had just been witnessing these people butcher his brothers and his comrades. Yet he's going out to the battlefield and he's still trying to save them and wake them up from their slumber of ignorance. They've done nothing but wrong to him. They've oppressed him and they've shown him nothing but evil. But all they're seeing from Hanzala is goodness. They're seeing kindness. They're seeing a man who wants to help them and save them. However, there's a time and place for everything. And when Hanzala finally understood that his words were not going to make any difference to this misguided people, he unsheathed his sword and he went towards his Imam. "May I hasten towards the next world and join my brothers?" Hanzala asked the Imam. Abu Abdullah replied, "Go towards the eternal realm, which is better than this world and what it contains." At that point, Hanzala set off for the battlefield, calling out, "Peace be upon you, Abu Abdullah. May Allah's salutations be upon you and your family. May Allah introduce us to each other in the next world." And the Imam raised his hands and said, "Ameen." Then Hanzala rushed out to the battlefield and introduced all those who had readied themselves to quench their weapons with the blood of the son of the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi with his sword. He did everything that he could to ensure that no harm would reach the progeny of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi as long as blood ran through his veins. Eventually, after a severe and fierce battle, Hanzala was struck down by the enemies of Allah and the enemies of Islam. And he ultimately achieved the grand status of martyrdom. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be like this in relation to our own Imam, arwahuna lahul fida, inshaAllah. Imam Mahdi ajallallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif sends his salutations upon Hanzala in Ziyara Nahya al-Muqaddasa in the following manner. As-salamu ala Hanzalat ibn As'ad al-Shabami. Peace be upon Hanzala ibn As'ad al-Shabami. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us so lucky that the Imam al-Hujjah ajallallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif sends his salutations upon us as well. So now we know who Hanzalat ibn As'ad al-Shabami was, how he lived his life in this world, and how he left this world in the grand status of martyrdom. So remember, if we wish to leave this world a martyr, we must first live in this world as a martyr, wherever you are.